Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week, Tuesday, March the 20th, we celebrated National Ag Day. The event was held at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, featuring Vice President Pence as speaker. My focus today will be on his speech and our great ag industry. But to open, I want to remind everyone that we have a rule called Renewable Fuel Standard, RFS, and it has been under assault for weeks and weeks by big oil. Understandably, the oil industry is not a big fan of ethanol, but ethanol has a big fan club. Midwest members of Congress have stood up against the oil refinery industry that wants to weaken the Renewable Fuel Standard. Our members are fighting to protect the ag industry. Renewable Fuel Association President Bob Dineen had this to say, I quote, "There's no justification for a RIN price cap. Refiners are doing quite well. The EPA needs to be thinking about how to allow year-round use of E15 and higher ethanol blends," end of quote. And I say, he is right. So now turn to Ag Day. Secretary Sonny Perdue welcomed everyone, and then he introduced Vice President Pence. Vice President Pence said that agriculture is the essence of America. Farmers lead the way. He complimented 4-H, FFA, and the American Farm Bureau Federation. He thanked the Department of Agriculture, all the loyal, hardworking employees that are fighting for prosperity and the future of American agriculture. He reviewed the president's success in cutting regulations and taxes, and he wants to rebuild the infrastructure, provide high-speed internet to rural America. It was a big crowd, including members of Congress. The whole event was a well-deserved and exciting celebration. If you had any doubts about how good American agriculture is, just compare our corn yield, 200 bushel per acre, with Africa, 20 bushel per acre. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.